Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday the 13th of July. Markets are back to looking on the bright side of life, even as political rhetoric and military strikes both escalate in the Gulf. The United States has declared the Strait of Hormuz to be open. Iran has declared it to be closed. On balance, shipping seems to be paying a bit more attention to the Iranian point of view, although with volumes only running at a fraction of pre-war levels anyway, it's hard to be too definitive about this. Both the US and Iran are saying the other side must pay, but ultimately what probably matters most is that the US consumer is having to pay. After almost 50 days of near continuous decline, US gasoline prices have risen in recent days. This doesn't have a huge economic bearing. Consumers still have the room to cut savings rates to meet the higher costs from oil prices. It does have a political cost. The longer gasoline prices remain above the perceived fair price of $2.50 to $3 per US gallon, the greater the potential damage to US President Trump's approval ratings. This political backdrop may be reinforcing the optimism of the financial markets, who seem to work on the assumption that the United States will indeed come back to negotiate and make the necessary concessions. It's worth noting that the gap between refined product prices and crude oil futures prices does remain unusually large. Diesel export bans from Russia and successful Ukrainian strikes against Russian oil facilities are a part of that. Nonetheless, the moderation of China's oil imports and the ability of global consumers to adjust behaviour patterns in the face of higher energy costs does rather blunt the risks around physical demand shortages. These mitigating factors cannot last forever, but along with the assumption that Iran will allow some shipping through Hormuz over time, they do work to push out the risk of actual physical shortfalls occurring on a large scale. South Korea's export data for the first 10 days of July continues to show demand for all things electronic. The data's not the real focus. The 20-day data steals that spotlight. But such is the fanatical obsession with all things artificial intelligence that the performance of Korean exports is taken as a global barometer over any time period. With the data calendar something of a barren wasteland for the remainder of the day, it is central bankers blowing like tumbleweed across a desolate landscape that give the opportunity for distraction. We have Pill from the Bank of England, Schnabel from the ECB, and Bowman and Waller from the Fed. Pell is seen perhaps as a bit of an outsider at the Bank of England these days, but as a chief economist, should be heard with a hushed reverence anyway. The bank is not expected to do anything in the near term. Schnabel of the ECB will no doubt demand Teutonic discipline and present rate hikes as the universal cure to whatever is wrong with the world at any time in any way. Nonetheless, the Bundesbank faction must be assumed to hold a little less sway within the euro area, with euro inflation continuing to surprise to the downside. Waller and Bowman might be of interest, but we do have Fed Chair Warsh testifying to Congress tomorrow, including having to answer questions from members of Congress. Of course, Warsh may not say anything of note, given their history of not saying anything of note, and that may push a bit more focus back onto what other members of the Federal Reserve are saying today and over the course of the week. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.